Hello.
Hi, this is Dino with Family First Care.
Yes.
I was just reaching out to let you know that we just received an authorization from the insurance to begin services.
Okay.
Okay, the authorization is servicing for 40 hours a week.
Okay.
So how would you like to divide that per day?
I'm not sure how.
Okay,
Could you give me some suggestions?
you can either do just a basic 9 to 5 Monday through Friday schedule, or if you want to work every day of the week, you can work 6 hours on the weekdays and then 5 hours on the weekends. Or you can squeeze them in, do 10 hours for 4 days.
Okay. And say if we wanted to do it daily, how could it go daily?
So if you did it daily, then it would be 6 hours for 5 of the days, and that would make I think the 30 hours, and then 5 hours for 2 of the days for the last 10 hours.
So would the 40 hours be on each check?
It would be yes. The 40 hours would be on each check. We pay weekly for the 7 days. So no matter how you divide it, it'll look the same on the check.
Okay. And as far as last Friday, they said that I was approved. Her payment started Friday. Will she get paid from Friday on up till
So
next Friday? This Friday coming up?
the authorization came into our agency for the 10th, which means that we can start paying as of yesterday. So with the previous agency, the caregiver should have been paid until and including the 9th Monday.
No,
So that's it.
we actually I did we didn't sign up with that company. My the rep the person that's representing me, they sent the information to the wrong company.
Oh.
So it was never supposed to go to them. It was supposed to go to y'all. Y'all names are similar.
Oh, I
So they
understand.
yeah, so it was supposed to go to y'all. So when the insurance company called me on Friday, they said that she was approved to start on Friday. That's where we were thinking she should be getting paid from. Then till now.
So unfortunately, we can only pay what the insurance chooses. So the insurance chose the 10th, and so that's the day that we can pay from. If you want to change that, you can always contact your service coordinator to see if she can do anything about it.
Okay.
But they basically choose the start of care date.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm going to contact your daughter to discuss the clocking in and out that you guys will start tomorrow. Now, do you want her to clock in the mornings around what time?
I guess around like 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Nine
So,
o'clock
let's do
till
9 to 3 for the weekdays and 9 to 2 for the weekends. How does that sound?
it probably would have to be 9 to 1:30.
Okay. Do you want to do it in 2 separate shifts and then an hour and a
Yeah.
half later on? Okay.
Yeah.
So 9 to 1:30, and then when do you want to add the hour and a half?
I guess like 7 to 8.
7 to, you could do 7 to 8:30.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So 9 to 1:30, 7 to 8:30. And on the weekends, can you do 9 to 2 or 8:30 to 2?
Yeah, 9 to 2, that's fine.
9 to 2. Okay. All right. So we'll run all this by with the caregiver, your daughter, and your coordinator from this point on. Her name is Valeria. So she'll be your source of contact if you have any questions, any concerns. She's in charge of the payroll, okay? Now, I
Okay,
can text
now
you her number or give it to you.
Yeah, that's fine. Could you text it to me? And I have one more question. As far as the hours that we just set, are we able to change them at any point?
Yes, you can. All you would need to do is
Okay.
notify your coordinator whose number I'm sending you. You can notify her via phone call, text message, or email.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Okay, no problem. Any more questions?
No, that's it.
Okay, you have a good one then.
Okay, bye.
Okay.